Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, June 13th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by JLab. Leading off today, Apple last week had the somewhat surprising announcement of a brand new Mac Studio at WWDC. Alongside the Mac Studio, Apple also unveiled the new M2 Ultra processor, the most high-end configuration of the M2 that we've seen yet. The first M2 Ultra-powered Mac Studios and Mac Pro are set to arrive to customers today, and ahead of that we've seen some early benchmark results and the reviews for the Mac Studio. Benchmarking shows that the M2 Ultra chip is up to 20% faster compared to the M1 Ultra, making it the fastest chip that Apple has ever released. And as for the Mac Studio itself, the early reviews have almost nothing but praise for the machine. For instance, reviewers say that the base model Mac Studio, which retails for $1,999, will outperform a Mac Mini configuration at that same price. By default, the Mac Studio comes with the M2 Max chip inside, but you can upgrade it to support the M2 Ultra, bringing you to a starting price of $4,000. This is a significant discount compared to the entry-level Mac Pro with an M2 Ultra at $7,000. The Mac Pro does offer PCI expansion slots, but the Mac Studio is more compact and offers an SD card reader. Reviewers all seem to agree that the upgraded Mac Pro with Apple Silicon is a nice-to-have option, but for most people, or in fact almost everyone, paying that extra $3,000 is hardly worth it. We've got our full roundup of M2 Mac Studio reviews at the link in the show notes below, alongside hands-on videos with more details. In other news today, at WWDC, Apple didn't offer any additional details on its next-generation CarPlay experience, but it did share a few small updates for the existing version of CarPlay that's available in millions of vehicles already on the road. The headlining new feature in CarPlay in iOS 17 is Apple Music Share Play. Apple says that this feature makes it easier for everyone to control music in the car, even passengers in the back seat, so that everyone can play their favorite music and contribute to what's playing without passing around the owner's iPhone. From the Now Playing screen in CarPlay, there's a new SharePlay icon that you can tap, which will launch a setup process that invites you to start a session and control the music in the car with your friends. There's a QR code that other passengers can scan, and those users will then be connected to a collaborative SharePlay process for queuing songs for the car. So everyone in the car can add songs to the queue, even if they aren't Apple Music subscribers themselves. Other changes in iOS 17 for CarPlay include some changes to Siri. There's a singular new wallpaper option with both light and dark mode versions, and a new design for sending and playing back messages, where buttons are larger and there's easier access to enable or disable announce messages for particular conversations. Ultimately, while iOS 17 is light on new features for CarPlay, it's nice to see at least some enhancements added as we wait for next generation CarPlay, especially that new Apple Music feature for SharePlay queuing of songs with your friends. We are sponsored this week by JLab. JLab imagines and delivers the world's most personal technology products that consumers want. The new JLab WorkBuds are the ultimate solution for working professionals. They offer over 55 hours of total playtime, so you have more than enough battery for all of your conference calls and more, plus crystal clear audio for clear communication and a detachable noise-canceling boom mic that fits either earbud. The JLab WorkBuds feature a USB-C charging dock, compatibility with the JLab app for your iPhone, and the ability to switch between devices and customize your sound to your heart's desire. Hit the link in the show notes below to check out the new JLab WorkBuds in-ear headset and save 15% with promo code 9to5MacJLab15. My thanks to JLab for their support of 9to5Mac Daily. Rounding out today, Meta founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg has shared his thoughts on Apple's Vision Pro headset, which is notable given that Apple is now one of the biggest competitors to Meta in the AR/VR market. Zuckerberg said in a memo to employees that he doesn't see Vision Pro as offering any, quote, magical solutions that Meta teams haven't already explored and thought of. He acknowledges that Vision Pro has higher resolution displays with more tech inside, but he downplayed this by saying, quote, it costs 7 times more and it requires so much energy that you need a battery pack and a wire attached to use it. They made that design trade-off and it might make sense for the cases they're going for. End quote. Zuckerberg continued on by saying that he sees Vision Pro as antisocial, while Meta is looking to do things that make you more fundamentally social and help you be active and do new things. He said, quote, our vision for the metaverse and presence is fundamentally social. It's about people interacting in new ways and feeling closer in new ways. By contrast, every demo that Apple showed was a person sitting on the couch by themselves. That could be the vision of the future of computing, but it's not the one I want. There's a real philosophical difference in terms of how we're approaching this, and seeing what they put out there and how they're going to compete just made me even more excited and in a lot of ways optimistic that what we're doing matters and is going to succeed. End quote. Apple, of course, disagrees with almost everything that Zuckerberg says. After all, the company repeatedly emphasized features like eyesight, which shows a user's eyes when someone comes near them, alongside the ability to see your surroundings, realistic avatars for FaceTime, and more. But Zuckerberg is right about one thing, and that's the price difference between Meta headsets and Vision Pro. Apple's goal, as we talked about yesterday, is to release a more affordable version of Vision Pro at some point in the future, which will have a much more dramatic impact on Meta's business than the launch of Vision Pro. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. You can also check out our new 9to5 Mac Discord at the link in the show notes below. Follow along with me on Mastodon or on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.